Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. And you're in tune with the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in song and in prayer, following the Word of God. Let's just worship Him together with other saints, one mind and one accord. Let's lift Him up now. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God. And I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And it is great to be with you as we sing, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Being obedient to what Paul told the Ephesians, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Jeremiah 33:3 is the word of God to begin today's broadcast. Call upon me, and I will answer thee, and I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Someone said, well, I've seen it all. Well, if you think you've seen it all, if you'll call upon Him, let Him answer you. He said He would show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. We can always learn more, and there's more to this than we have ever seen. The vastness of heaven and the vastness of God's creation, the vastness of the wealth of God, and the vastness of the things that we have never seen or touched are still available. Let's call upon Him. Let Him show us great and mighty things. All right, if you will, have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information in just a little while. Page 254 in the Holiness Hymns. Here's one, I don't know if some of you even know it, but you don't hear it very often, Coming Up the Road. When David danced before the Lord, the ark was coming up the road. His wife despised him in her heart. The ark was coming up the road. It's coming, hallelujah. The ark is coming up the road. It's coming, hallelujah. The ark is coming up the road. I do believe without a doubt, the ark is coming up the road. God's children have a right to shout, the ark is coming up the road. It's coming, hallelujah. The ark is coming up the road. It's coming, hallelujah. The ark is coming up the road, hallelujah. Sing on, pray on, we're gaining ground. The ark is coming up the road. The power of God is coming down. The ark is coming up the road. It's coming, hallelujah. The ark is coming up the road. It's coming, hallelujah. The ark is coming up the road. When David danced before the Lord, the ark is coming up the road. His wife despised him in her heart. The ark is coming up the road. It's coming, hallelujah. The ark is coming up the road. It's coming, hallelujah. The ark is coming up the road. I do believe without a doubt the ark is coming up the road. God's children have a right to shout. The ark is coming up the road. It's coming. Hallelujah. The ark is coming up the road. It's coming. Hallelujah. The ark is coming up the road. Sing on, pray on, we're gaining ground. The ark is coming up the road. The power of God is coming down. The ark is coming up the road. It's coming. Hallelujah. The ark is coming up the road. It's coming. Hallelujah. The ark is coming up the road. Well, we gave you a couple of different versions of that, different verses, amen, different editions. Hallelujah. Well, we just sang it twice. We never sing the same song twice the same way. We always do something different. Praise the Lord. John 14:21 is the precious promise today. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Wonderful words of life from the broadcast today. Let's pray today that God will bless our next church service. And any of you in this audience that went to church on Easter and Christmas, that was wonderful of you to do that. But remember the church that you attended on Easter or Christmas or whatever the special day was. There's a 99.9% chance that this coming Sunday that church will have service again. Why don't you join in and worship with them? A 99.9% chance they will be in session this Sunday. Why don't you join them and worship and praise the Lord? We're going to pray for those churches and those services just now. Father in heaven, we thank you today for open churches. We thank you today, Lord, for places of worship where we can assemble ourselves together in your name. We're so thankful, Lord, that you said upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And we know, Lord, that on the day of Pentecost, the church as we know it today was founded. So I pray, Lord, that you'll speak to hearts, those that just go periodically once in a while. I pray that you'll speak to them, Lord, and they'll begin to go systematically on a regular basis. They'll realize the value of the church. We're glad, Lord, for everybody that went on Easter and Christmas or some special day. But, Lord, we need their faithfulness. And you said one thing that's required in stewards is that a man be found faithful. And, Lord, help us to be found faithful. Fill our churches with people that need God. I pray, Lord, you'll help us to reach out to them. I pray you'll help us to reach out to them in Jesus' name. We pray that many will be saved before it's too late. We love you today, Lord. We exalt you and we praise you. You're a wonderful, wonderful Savior. We could not do this without you, Lord. You're our only hope and our only help. And we'll praise you in Jesus' name. I'm learning to lean. I'm learning to lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus, finding more power than I've ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, I'll give you some contact information at the end. Sister Linda's going to favor us with the solo. Let's have a revival. Sometimes we just go through the motions, leave God's spirit out. No power in our program, no victory in our shout. But God will give us back the joy. Let's open up the Bible, lay aside formality. Let's have a revival. Let's have a revival. From the pulpit to the pew, let's have a revival. That starts with me and you, then reaches out to a lost and dying world to bring them in. This is our hope. It's our survival. Let's pray for a Holy Ghost arrival. Let's have a revival. I ask an old-time preacher how revival came back there. He said we always started down on our knees in prayer. Just open up the two books, the songbook and the Bible. If you'll sing and preach God's word, you'll have a revival. Let's have a revival. From the pulpit to the pew, let's have a revival. That starts with me and you, then reaches out to a lost and dying world to bring them in. This is our hope. It's our survival. Let's pray for a Holy Ghost arrival. Let's have a revival.
Amen. Well, Lord, send a revival and let it begin in me. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, let's read from the Word of God. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Here's what we're instructed to do. Preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. Reprove and rebuke and exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, and make full proof of thy ministry. Paul said, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, and I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing. Do thy diligence to come quickly unto me. For Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica, Christians to Galatia, Titus unto Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me in the ministry. Well, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. Thank you for worshiping with us. Go to the next service. Send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. The website www.pentecostalradio.org. Remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost.
Let's have a revival. From the pulpit to the pew, let's have a revival. That starts